This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Disney reports quarterly earnings this week. Like everyone else, it's had its ups and downs in the pandemic. It had to close down theme parks and dock cruise ships early on. Now it's negotiating the reopening of some parks around the world. And on the plus side, it has Disney Plus. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Much of what Disney does involves density, packing people into theme parks, movie theaters, cruises. Lloyd Greif is CEO of an investment bank in Los Angeles.
So if there was ever a poster child for being vulnerable to COVID-19 in terms of your business model, Disney is it.
He says Disney was flying high just 6 months ago. Now things are very different.
So Disney has to, I think, be rethinking the model in this environment.
And it's starting to capitalize more on people staying at home. Disney purchased 21st Century Fox last year and recently started a new streaming service, Disney Plus, that attracted a lot of attention when it aired Hamilton. Abraham Ravid teaches finance at Yeshiva University. He says Disney's diversified enough to hold on, even if the pandemic lasts for a while.
If they could go back to normal, so to speak, by the end of the year, they should be okay. They'll have losses, but they should be able to withstand it.
One key for the future, he says, is for the company to keep adding subscribers to Disney+. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.